This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. In gambling, it's said the house always wins. This has seemed less true of late. Just yesterday, Trump Plaza in Atlantic City closed, the fourth casino to close there this year. And Caesars Entertainment, which indirectly owns the new Horseshoe Casino in Baltimore, closed its Showboat Casino in Atlantic City a few weeks ago. Just as you might be wondering how financially healthy casinos in Maryland can be with so many losses up the road in New Jersey, along comes the online news site Baltimore Brew with an in-depth look at Caesars' money troubles. Mark Reuter, senior reporter for The Brew, wrote that three-part series and joins us now to talk about whether those problems have a bearing on the success of Horseshoe. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
You write that Caesars Entertainment hasn't turned a profit in 5 years. Why is that?
Largely because the gambling population, which they depended hugely on 50, 55-year-old plus women, the ones who would be bused en masse down to Atlantic City and other places, that market disappeared after the Great Recession and hasn't reappeared in the last 4 or 5 years. So they have a big hole in their customer base.
And what impact, if any, is there from the surge in gambling in Pennsylvania and Maryland, in Delaware? Is that having an impact?
Well,
on
it's
the Atlantic City casino.
Oh, absolutely.
Scene?
So Atlantic City has been, you know, hit in two directions. One is that suddenly competition that was never there before sprung up. Remember, Atlantic City was the only legalized gambling center in the East Coast, so it had a huge market. At the same time, is this more structural issue in the casino gambling industry, and that is that the so-called low rollers, the small but regular gamblers who play the slots, which are largely elderly in many cases, have not been playing them with the frequency and using the money that they did 10 years ago.
So one of Caesar's subsidiary owns the Horseshoe Casino, the new casino in Baltimore.
Caesars is the lead owner of the Baltimore Casino, and through a number of different companies, but including the very troubled so-called Bad Caesars company. But also significantly, it has a long-term lease as the operator of the casino. So it's a major stock owner and is the sole operator.
So could the money problems that you write about affect the Horseshoe Casino in Baltimore?
It could. Over time, it's not something that we would see directly. One of the big issues in these suits that have been proliferating on Wall Street by angry bondholders is that Caesars was transferring its good assets into new companies and leaving behind the bad assets, the losses, in the old company. Now, the Baltimore Casino, the Horseshoe Casino, is part of the Good Caesars group that was established around 16 months ago. Several of these lawsuits are asking that those assets be returned or be relinquished. So there is a possibility that Caesars would have to readjust and potentially have to surrender, perhaps surrender parts or all of its ownership of the casino to bondholders, which it owes so much money to.
That's Mark Reuter of Baltimore Brew here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about a three-part series he's written about the money problems plaguing Caesars Entertainment, one of the owners of the Horseshoe Casino in Baltimore. So what I'm trying to understand is, are the factors that created the losses Caesars has felt, are they at play for the Horseshoe Casino?
We don't know yet. We don't know that. What we know is that it is a company, contrary to sort of the impression that was given by city and state officials that, oh, we're getting one of the biggest, snazziest companies from Las Vegas. Actually, we're getting a company that's swimming in debt and who has subsidiary companies that are under serious disputes with bondholders, and with analysts in Wall Street saying this company sooner or later in one shape or form is going to have to go into receivership. So there's the money problems that could result in potentially down the line job losses and other things. The immediate question facing the casino is, what will its revenue stream? Will it be attracting enough casino customers as much as they expected in their projections? How serious will it is the competition going to be from Maryland Live, which is the current casino, which has done very well for itself and is in local ownership?
And very briefly, new competition.
And then new competition.
That in 2016.
Right.
National Harbor.
And that is going to be an extremely upscale, glitzy Las Vegas-like operation. This casino in Baltimore, they value it at $400 million. And in comparison, National Harbor is way over $1 billion. So they're going to have a lot more attractions. It's going to be a lot bigger. And will that draw people just because of the excitement from Baltimore?
You've raised a lot of questions. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Reuter, he's senior reporter at the online news site The Baltimore Brew. At our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we've got a link to Mark's series about the money struggles of Caesars Entertainment. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, how the BSO found a piece of music unearthed after 80 years. Stay with us on 88.1.